This call is now being recorded.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll just start with the roll call. Good afternoon, everyone. We've got James Bladel, Jose Nazario on the call, Randall Vaughan, Paul Diaz, Mike Rodenbach, Ihab Shrain, if I didn't say it correctly.
That's all right. Ihab Shrain.
Ihab. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Glenn de Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and as apologies today, we have Kel Ferrer, Dave Piscitello, Greg Aaron, and Joe Sansever. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Good morning or afternoon, everyone. And thank you for those who showed up here in the last 15 seconds you saved the call. We had four folks join right after we were deciding whether or not we were going to continue. So what we have scheduled for today, and I apologize, Marika and I were discussing an agenda for today, and I did not send out a proposed agenda, but we have several things to cover, first of which would be, Mike, did you want to include a statement relative to Sections 5.8 and 5.9? It seems like we had a rough consensus on the group that TTO metering was not really one avenue we wanted to go down or as a recommendation, but we certainly wanted to make sure that yourself and if there's anyone else that's interested wanted to put in an alternative view, that would give you opportunities to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, to be clear, I never suggested that it should be a recommendation. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't completely foreclosed as a possibility because I don't think that we got that far in the working group. That said, I've reviewed the draft sent around by Marika, commented on by Ehab, and with Rod's comments incorporated, and I'm pretty comfortable with it. Maybe a couple small changes that we can discuss as we go through it, but I don't think I'm gonna put in anything separate.
Okay. All right, that's fair. And if you change your mind, we were thinking that you probably could, if you could get something to us from the next couple of days, if you have if you're reading something and something significant causes you to change your mind, then just let us know.
All right, thanks.
Okay. And then, you know, just as an announcement, we were really hoping that today would be the last teleconference for this group, and that further reviews could be conducted on the list and for that to be a feasible approach. And I just want to put this out to the group for proposal. Of course, the majority thinks we still need further calls. I'll go along with that. But I'm thinking that we can go through the changes that we have for today, and then Marika can consolidate them into a document that identifies or highlights the differences between the interim report and the final report. We can go through those on the list, put in our suggestions on the mailing list, and then reach some sort of a deadline or consensus on the mailing list. And essentially that would be a wrap-up. We do the same, of course, for a draft motion, which probably wouldn't be presented in Sydney, but the first council meeting following Sydney, which I think is in mid-July. So I just wanted to put that proposal out to the group, and just to be clear that this would be the last call, and that further review of the entire document, including the changes from the interim report, would be done on the list. How do folks feel about that idea?
James, this fall, I think that's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Take the rest of the silence, but no one is, has a burning desire to continue our Wednesday morning.
This is Marika. I would just like to leave the door open that in case there are issues that do attract substantial discussion on the list or whether there's no response, I would like to keep the option open to at least have maybe one final call where everyone basically says, yes, we're fine with the report as it currently is. It's ready to go out. We're happy with the recommendations. We're happy with the motion. So, I mean, if we can resolve everything on the list, I think, you know, it's fine, no call needed, but I just would like to keep the option open in case there's not enough feedback or not enough clarity whether everyone's fine with it, that we can have that final sign off, yes, we've done it, ready to go kind of call.
I think that's a good point, Marika, and I agree with you. I just didn't want to start off on that path because I think that the temptation might be too great to actually use that option. but yes, you're absolutely right. If we actually hit some sort of an impasse on the list or the number of versions or threads became unmanageable, then we would have just a brief conference to sort of resolve those, clear up the confusion. But otherwise, I think we can proceed in that direction. Okay, the next topic would be to review. He had the document here, and I think it was also contained some changes from Rod. And this is looking at EHEB's version that was sent, I believe, yesterday evening. For the last two sections, recommendations and next steps, sorry, conclusions and next steps. And we went through the red and blue changes on our last call, so we're right now focusing on the purple and yellow changes. Is that correct, Marika?
I don't think we went through any of the changes, because I think not everyone had a chance to review them, but I might be wrong. And I'm not sure whether it's right to refer to the colors, because I think they might come out differently depending on which computer, because I have a green and purple, for example. So.
Okay, well, maybe we should just go through the document here real quickly as an overview and just take a look at that, because I apologize. I think that you may be correct that not everyone had a chance to review that on our last call.
I think we did the 5.8 and 5.9. We did finalize those.
Okay.
But I don't know, anyone else was on the call last week, because I remember that, for example, Greg didn't have a chance to read it, and I'm not sure whether others, everyone else had read it. So, because at least I don't recall, and I haven't taken any notes, at least from what was decided at that point. So.
Okay, fair enough. Looking at the first paragraph then, under the subheading of conclusions, the first change is that domain registration is altered to read DNS use and modification. Anyone have any concerns with that? Okay. The next paragraph of heavily modified, it now reads, the working group recognizes the fast one as a networking technique and as such can be employed for illicit or legitimate purposes. And that replaces several sections. I want to make sure that everyone has had a chance to review those, and since they don't believe we're throwing out any babies with that bathwater, and that there's something from the deleted sections you want to preserve.
James, then, for the group. This is Paul. Question?
Yes, Paul.
The question is for the group. I love that we're trying to boil the text down. You know, the report is quite long to begin with. But does the group feel that perhaps we've maybe cut too much? In particular, you know, the verbiage that talks about the challenges that the group faced in identifying all the various aspects. In losing that in our conclusion section, I mean, given the length of the report, I could easily imagine people, you know, skimming the executive summary and then jumping to the conclusion just to sort of get the, you know, what's important stuff. And if we cut out any of the text that does address the some of the challenges that we faced and the subtleties of the issues, you know, does the group feel that perhaps we're going too far? That perhaps we've edited a bit too much here?
This is Randy, and no, I don't think we've gone too far. I think it's obvious we went through a lot of changes. Actually, the verbiage we have here really doesn't address all the issues that came up during the group. So.
Okay, anyone else on that topic? Paul and Randy, I think you both make a valid point. the only change I had from looking at this would be possibly including the qualifier after numerous and spirited debate, comma, the working group recognizes. And that doesn't make it necessarily a lot longer, but I think it captures some of the challenges that you were discussing, Paul.
Yeah, and just for the record, again, I love that we can boil this down and, you know, just deliver our message. If the group feels that, hey, we've got all of that detail and all that substance, the body of the report, and it's good for it to remain there, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so do we feel we want to leave that section alone as it reads now? Or do we want to add any other phrasing to that?
One question, Paul. Are you referring specifically to the paragraph that was deleted by Mike on the numerous and spirited debates ensued on whether it was possible to discern, or the following one by James, the gaining a common appreciation and broad understanding, or it's more in general? I'm just trying to understand where
in general, Marika. We see a lot that was deleted.
Yeah.
In some cases, great. You know, it just makes the text tighter and delivers the message quicker. My only concern was for the group, just make sure that everybody's thought through. If people jump to conclusions and we haven't touched on or we don't include any of that sort of background, did anybody on the call in the group feel that maybe we've edited a bit too much, gone too far? Again, I don't have a strong feeling one way or another. I just wanted to make sure that it was raised.
Yeah, and I would just point out that Paul's correct that some folks will be all they'll read, but you know, all they'll have time to read when faced with 100 plus page report. So this and the executive summary need to be very very concise to capture all of the challenges without any material omission.
I mean, some of those challenges, I think, will come back in the executive summary, and then, you know, once we finalize the report, I'll, of course, update the executive summary, and I'll, you know, would encourage people to read that thoroughly to indeed ensure that they feel that, you know, either it's covered in this chapter or in the executive summary. Because, as you said, Paul, as the report is so long, probably most people will focus, indeed, on those two sections.
Paul, can I ask that you make a note here of this section, and then when we do the final read-through, if you don't feel that this is sufficiently captured in the executive summary or in the conclusions, that maybe we can come back to this section and store some of the language that captures that?
Not to pass the buck, James, but I would ask maybe Marika makes the note, because, again, I feel that it reads well. It's punchy, it delivers the message, and that's good. My concern was, do others in the group, because we've had such spirited debates over this 12, 14-month process, feel that we were losing something? And I don't necessarily want to put any of the deleted text back in.
Okay.
I'm not advocating for that. I just wanted to raise it on the call, make sure everybody was in agreement. So there might be others who aren't with us today that have strong opinions one way or another, et cetera. You know, I can raise it again later on, or it's probably more appropriate just for Marika to ask the question of the group when we do our final walkthrough.
Okay. Marika, can you take that as a note?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. And thanks, Paul. Moving to the next section, looks like just basic wordsmithing. The list that I put together there was modified to read a little bit better. And then the material change was to include in other online businesses, and I didn't have any. Took that as a friendly edit. So the next sentence changes, removes the sentence about no one category or type of organization is capable of unilaterally addressing the issue, and changes that to coordination and cooperation if they're necessary. I think it somewhat waters down the point that I was trying to make, but I'm fine with that. I don't have strong feelings. But there's no other concerns for the group. Okay, and by the way, thanks, Mike, for cleaning up this documents, I know I tend to be a little wordy, so what a reason number 47 why I never would have made it as a lawyer. So, but then the next section says key components of better understanding that's what data collection, data monitoring, and data sharing among. But then it kind of jumps down to the various parties section. Does anyone feel that we've lost too much in that deletion, Paul or Mike, or do we feel that that's an appropriate job? Okay, take the silence to mean that everybody's okay with that change.
This is Ehab Shrain. I just wanted to, by the way, I've read it. It's really a very well-written conclusion. There are some, words that might probably reflect differently depending on the reader. Are we looking for changing some of these words? I'm not speaking in terms of wordsmithing to the level of changing the content of a sentence, but I'm speaking of, for example, we've alluded here to go speak with, alternative. Hold on, let me just read this text for you so that it will be clear. It says, among the various parties, registrars, registries, etc., and then it says security services, which eliminates security firms, as in private firms. So probably, maybe we will say services and firms, so that no one will be excluded.
Okay, and by firms you mean?
Or vendors. I mean, I'm not picking the words here. I just don't want to exclude a vendor, one of the large vendors, to be a member per se in the security space. Security services don't include normally all the vendors who offer products out there.
Okay. Well, I think somewhere earlier in the document we referred to it as security service providers, security services and service providers or something like that.
I think that's fair. Just to be a more generic verbiage so that it will include everybody.
Perhaps, Marika, if you could see if you referred to that type of organization earlier in the document, we could make it consistent with that.
Okay.
Thanks, Yab.
You're welcome.
The next section has changed fairly significantly. This research will be the basis for future work in facilitating detection and intervention in circumstances where past month something was publicly detrimental. Fine with that. These proposals merit further attention, particularly in areas where an unacceptable level of false positives prove detrimental for registrants affected by intervention. And then there's some wordsmithing until we get to the blue section. I'm sorry, the final sentence. I'll stop referring to them as colors. Where it says, alternatively, processes could be adopted such that a neutral expert could determine the validity of the complaint of malicious fast-block exploits. From my personal position, I'm fine with that as long as we maintain the word could, as opposed to should or shall. And I think that's fine. That merits further development as an option, but that's not necessarily a description. So any thoughts on that paragraph before we move on to the changes by Rod?
Dan, it's Mike.
Yes, Mike.
One question, the third sentence that starts these proposals, I don't think it's very clear what they're talking about there. Are we talking about the three proposals mentioned in the first sentence?
I think so. These proposals being fast-block data collection, DNS monitoring, and data sharing among various parties.
Okay. So the problem is, then the next sentence says this research, and then the next sentence says these proposals. It was just confusing to me what we're talking about throughout there. So to clarify it a little bit.
That's a good point. Maybe a proposal is not the best term there. Maybe I'm just shooting from the hip here. Maybe
use the same word, component. So it ties it back to the first sentence.
Okay. These components? Or this component?
I think it's still plural because you have identified three different things that they're doing.
Yeah, and then change the first phrase to key components rather than a key component. Mm. That would make sense. Just keep it consistent.
Yeah. I think that's good, Mike. Did you catch that, Marika?
Yep, I did.
Okay. Okay, so then diving into the next paragraph that begins such a process. It's fairly lengthy here, so I didn't want to necessarily read it out loud, but has everyone had a chance to take a look at this and skim this? And Rod, this was your conclusion. This was your insert, correct?
I think it's Rod. Again, it starts out such a process, and it's not really clear exactly what process you're talking about.
Right.
Just to clarify, these are edits that Rod provided in an email commenting on, I think, the version that Mike sent out, and I've actually integrated them here. Rod did confirm in an email that I think he was okay with where I inserted it and how I phrased some of these things, because some things were just more suggestions and not exact recommended changes.
Okay, well, I think it probably merits some wordsmithing just to, if nothing else, bring it into line with the changes we made in the preceding paragraph. But I think as far as the material inclusion, was there anything there that anyone felt strongly about? Okay, so maybe, Marika, we could change some of the terminology to reflect what we've already changed in the previous paragraph, and we can keep that insertion. Moving to the next paragraph.
Sorry, just to clarify, so what would you like to change then? Instead of talking about process, referring again to components, or?
Question for the group, James?
Yes.
Why not just begin, instead of starting having the paragraph begin in such a process, why not have it begin with that new final sentence from the previous? Alternatively, that's a start, and then such a process just flows from that. Your second paragraph now reads, alternatively, process could be adopted. Just combine it that way. If you're going to have two paragraphs, might as well have the thoughts combined together.
It definitely segues a lot cleaner. Mike, your thoughts?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, so let's try that, Marika, and then maybe we can see how that reads in the final read-through.
So one thing, and then a further question. The last sentence is, some proposals do exist, blah, blah, blah. Are we going to, are those referenced somewhere else in the report? Or I guess there's, I think Rod's referring to the .Asia proposal, which is mentioned in the possible next step section. Is Rod on the call? Is that correct?
I just joined the call, actually, like 2 seconds ago and heard my name is in vain. So.
Hey, Rod. No, not in vain.
No, in praise.
Not in vain. Oh, yeah, Rod, we're on your in inserts from the second page of this doc that was sent around by Marika yesterday. And you say, some proposals do exist for creating a balanced process across the board for handling malicious domain registrations in general and merit further consideration for potential solutions to this particular issue.
South Asia was the APWG rapid shutdown process was my inspiration there.
Okay, so maybe we should just clarify that what we're talking about there is solutions that are going to be, that are more broad-based and perhaps should be addressed by the other working group. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I think it was just a general recommendation to look at those. I don't know if there's any other particular working group that would be looking at that. This is a, I think this ties into the whole best practices argument. I mean, there's the issue, I think this gets to my overall arching conclusion that I've reached out of this, is that we're at the issue we really have to deal with malicious registration and uses of naming.
Right.
That's what is a subset of that. So, well, how do, you know, if you're going to take a look at you know, this as a problem, and we kind of came to the point there, well, Passflex can be used legitimately, and it's likely used illegitimately, but it's really it's a matter of, you know, what are you going to do about that versus other things, and the rapid takedown process, you know, takes care of your fundamental issue, which is that, you know, a bad guy has registered and is using a domain name, and the only way to mitigate the problem is to get the domain name removed. So, there you go. So that's at least the mitigation side. Prevention side, there's other things you can do, but there's no two cents.
Okay, I mean, I think it's fine the way it's written, because the next section about potential next steps sort of explains more completely what we're talking about.
Mike, would it otherwise help to refer here to the best practices section that outlined some of those things in the document earlier on? Something they're saying, as discussed in section, I don't know, by, I think it was 5.10?
That could make sense, or referring also to the next section on interim, on potential steps.
Okay.
Rod, and the clarification, Mike. The next paragraph or two is primarily wordsmithing. Until we receive the last section there, we changed a must to should, and I don't have strong feelings about that. And then the last sentence. Regarding the role of ICANN, I really have no desire to touch on that today. it's been removed, and my only concern is, you know, we don't want to beat a dead horse, but on the other hand, we want to make sure it's at least indicated somewhere else in the report. I think it is. So is everyone okay with those changes?
That's my apologies for joining the call late, but what changes are we talking about?
We're looking at the document that contains EHEP's changes, the Word document that was sent out yesterday, and, well, depending on where you're at, in the last 12 to 18 hours. We're looking at that, the section, the four conclusions, and next possible next step.
Okay, the one that Marika put together?
Marika put one together, but I think he had the version more current. Is that correct, Marika?
Yes, that's correct. But the only change that he added, I think, is to the last section of the document. So if you have the other version in front of you, you'll get a long way. You'll have time to find the other one.
I got EHEP, too. I got it. Thank you.
And we're kind of in the middle of that document here, moving into the possible next steps. And the reason I didn't have too much of an issue with that last sentence, Mike, is because the second bullet point, or I guess now the first bullet point, under possible next steps, talks about scope. So I think that that's probably a more appropriate place to dive into that. Okay, moving on then to the possible next steps. The first one is relative to scope.
This is Marika, can I ask a question first? Because what seems to be missing here is some kind of introduction or some kind of you know, are these recommendations? Are these just ideas? Are these all supported by the whole group? Because I think in the end it will come back as well when we start drafting a motion. Which are the recommendations we're making to the GNSO Council? Are these all our recommendations? Do we have agreement on all of these? Because now it's called possible next steps. It's not called recommendations. So I think it would be helpful if the group could make clear what this section is.
A good point, and then we just dive into bullets without really providing any background, laying any foundation for the list item. Let me take a stab at that on the list, Rika, because I think that's maybe a little bit more involved than what we can do on the call. And I'll
do we want to have at least a quick, you know, do people feel that these are the recommendations the group wants to make? It's, you know, at least we're there, it makes it easier as well to write that introduction, or is this just ideas?
Well, I mean, my first inclination is to call it recommendations for possible next steps, or recommendations and next steps.
I would second that one, recommendations and possible next steps, and we can, depending on how you do that introduction, we can take care of a lot of the kind of the angst within the group of here's what we definitely want to recommend and here's what some of us think would be a good idea. Because I know what should we do next is probably going to be the biggest point of contention if we can kind of get around it by saying, well, here's what we all agree on and here's what some of us agree on, and then let others decide what sounds good to them.
Yes, I think the council will look for guidance to this group to decide indeed what is the first thing they should do next. So I think if you pass it on to the council, I have a slight suspicion that they might pass it back and say, well, can you at least tell us what you think is the first priority? I know, Mike, I mean, you have more experience in this. I don't know what your view is on that.
Well, I mean, clearly the better, more clear guidance we can give to council with our suggestions, the better. I mean, I think we should probably have some explanatory language up front here that says that we've basically reached consensus around all of these possible next steps as potential things that could be examined, and maybe we try to rank them in order of priority. If we can come to consensus on that, I don't know. But I mean, I do agree with you, Marika. Generally, we should give a little more indication of what we're saying here rather than just have, you know, six bullet point suggestions with no context.
Okay, that's a good point. And perhaps, you know, if ranking them is going to take an inordinate amount of time, perhaps we can categorize them into these have strong consensus within the working group, and then even capture as bullet points those things that were had some support for something less than a consensus.
James, we could do a quick poll and just ask everyone to rank them and see if there's, you know, consensus on what should be first priority or not. And if not, I mean, then we indeed might have to resort to something else. But if we would ask people, you know, I can send an email out, you know, tomorrow saying, you know, in your view, what should be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And, you know, there might be clear agreement or not. Would that be a quick way to see if that's an option?
Yeah, could we use Doodle for that?
Yeah. I think it would be possible to do as well.
Okay. Or whatever you feel is
Yeah. No, I think Doodle is a good idea. That might make it easier.
I think that will also reveal whether there's a U.S. consensus or we end up with something that's kind of bimodal distribution, which I have a suspicion could be one or the other. You know, and that would help us finish framing out the rest of this as well, as far as we'll know what issues need to be addressed to get it done. One other thought on this too, folks, is that I know we're writing to the council and within the ICANN offices, but there are a lot of people outside of ICANN that are looking for exactly this section as to, you know, what's going to happen, what's the result. So I want to make sure that whatever we do, we have that come in the back of the mind that this is not just for ICANN in a way. This is a wider audience is looking at this issue. It's been a topic for a very long time. This report has been anticipated, so we want to make sure we do a good job on it.
I
think that's a good point, Rod. I also see that the other audience for this is the council and what they're going to, what their takeaways or what they're going to attribute as something that they're going to have to use to inform any motion that we put in front of them. So I think those are the two audiences we need to be mindful of when we're crafting
the and that is the primary audience. I mean, that's what's being written for. I just want to make sure we're considering other. There's a lot of other people looking at this, too.
Good point. Okay, so our approach then is that we'll put together a introductory sentence or two to establish some context, and then Marika will put together a doodle or whatever mechanism she feels is most efficient to test support for each of these. Diving into the that leaves us kind of the opportunity then to look at these somewhat in isolation and the changes that were done on each bullet point. And I guess, is that something we want to do now, or do we want to wait and see what those rankings are? Because I think the language used to define these bullet points could affect someone's consensus, and that if we can tie them up now with the appropriate language, we might find that they have more support. Does that make sense? Or someone might rank something lower, but if we changed, let's say, one or two words, then it might garner a little bit more breadth of support. But I think I leave that open to the group. Okay, so let's take a look at the first bullet point, redefining the issue and scope. There's some wordsmithing here, and then the last section references the possible successor PDPs, and mentions the registration abuse PDP by name.
So just to clarify there, you should probably delete the PDP, because that's not a PDP working group. That's a pre-PDP working group at this point. And maybe just say, so just say, finally, successor working groups, for example, registration abuse policies working group, and delete the word below, because that may move above.
Good point. So just finally, successor working groups?
Yep.
Okay.
For example, the registration abuse policies working group.
Okay. Good catch, Mike. I keep calling that a PDP, and that's probably just a habit that I need to break at this point.
Maybe someday.
Not too long, maybe. But, okay. Any other thoughts on the first bullet point? Okay, then moving to the second one. The inclusion of SBAC, I think, is fine, and my apologies for leaving them out. And then the last sentence, I think, just identifies the open participation of the group. I don't think there's anything particularly contentious in that section. Third bullet point. We're ready to move on. There was some wordsmithing in the first sentence. In fact, the entire thing is just really expounding upon what some of the alternatives might be, and ICANN's role as a collaboration of outside organizations.
I mean, this is not really a proposed next step. I mean, all of the other bullets are potential other means to address the issue rather than a PDP. I don't know, man. Do we really need this bullet here? What is it saying?
Well, I think it's saying that just from my takeaway would be that there are alternatives to PDPs, alternative mechanisms within the community.
Right, and those are outlined here, several of them. I don't know, maybe we just shorten this and put it into the first sentence, just to form context.
Okay.
Am I making sense? I mean, it doesn't just doesn't seem to be a proposed next step, really.
Yeah, I think it, going back to the dual audience that Rod pointed out, this is really not directed at council. It's maybe directed at those outside the ICANN community. But I agree with you. It doesn't seem to fit with the others. Mike, would you be open to the idea of shortening this to one sentence and including it with the one below, which highlights solutions that could be addressed by best practices or industry solutions? I think this
there's
would
that. There's also the data reporting system. Both of those are non-PDP potential next steps. I guess maybe what I would suggest, James, is just really deleting it here, but up above when you have the introductory language to this section, explaining that, you know, there are other options other than a PDP that may be appropriate and effective, and here are some of those options listed below.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that. The next bullet point here, strike by the working group, and then we just do some wordsmithing in that last sentence. Doesn't seem like there's any material changes there. Next bullet point talks about empowering registries and registrars. And the first suggestion was moving this to the top. I think that that'll come out of the survey. If this is really the most obvious and practical solution, I think it will I think it will be shown to be such when we have a chance to review these as a group. But the last paragraph, or maybe that's a single sentence there, was inserted by Rod. Talked about the existing examples of this for registries and registrars. For example, .asia. Is that is everybody okay with that inclusion?
Oh, it's Mike. I love it, of course. I would expand on it a bit, and why don't we also mention the affiliate framework that has been implemented?
I'm okay with it, Mike. I just wonder if this is the right place for it, and I don't really have strong feelings either way, but sure don't want bullet points to become the place where we want them to kind of capture and summarize things that are expanded elsewhere. I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't the most we've discussed this section. So if it's included elsewhere and it's built out a little bit more, Rod, are you aware of that somewhere else?
I don't remember at this point. I don't know how the document has been edited down. I do want to make sure we capture that. This part of this sentence is fairly long, as my writing style can be, a long sentence. And if it's expanded somewhere else, I think it would be good to have a brief touch of that as an example here, and then have it expanded further elsewhere. But I don't know what the standards elsewhere in the document.
This is Marika. I did recall that we included it before somewhere in the document, but I also remember that Greg wasn't very happy that I think affiliates was being singled out. So if we're to include something here, I would suggest to ask him how he would like to see that reflected, if at all.
Yeah, I remember that now, and that's in fact that's why I wrote it the way I did. I purposely did not include.
I
was very happy to be mentioned. So.
Okay. Mike, what you were about to say something?
I don't really understand what Greg's concern is, and I don't know that we have to agree with him. I mean, it is what it is. It is a policy that is in place. It went through a formal ICANN process to be put in place. I don't really see the harm in mentioning it in the report. It's extremely relevant.
I think it is mentioned somewhere, but I think in the end, in the footnotes, I think it's described, and then I think we need to look back. But if I recall well, I think it is mentioned somewhere in the footnote and more explained in the text.
I will go back to Greg now, because if I remember right, that debate came up before the .info policy was approved, because we've been working on this so long. So, and I think at the time, he wanted us to be called out because we were trying to get it correctly.
Maybe a way around it is, instead of saying "and others," identify the actual TLDs, as opposed to, you know, ascribing it to affiliates. I know we're talking about
that makes sense.
Registries, but I mean, if it's a policy of a TLD, let's highlight it, because I know I wind up asking people which TLDs, and it's easier to say them specifically than the back-end providers.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Great idea, Paul. We can certainly do that. And to Mike's point about expanding on that, I mean, I know this document is starting to get fairly long, but we can certainly put these in an annex.
What I would suggest is that, in interest of keeping it fairly short, delete the last part that Rod has here that says could be looked at as a general model for instant handling, and just say and .info has enacted a policy to deal with abusive domains, and put a link to it.
Okay. And then strike the "and other" for parenthetical clause after .asia?
Right.
Okay. Did you catch that, Mariko?
Yep.
Okay. That's good. Good. Thanks for the inclusion, Rod, and the recommendations, Mike and Paul. The last sentence was, or the next bullet point was relative to there's some wordsmithing, but this is really about the Passplus data reporting system. Where do we want to start with this one here? I think that the first inclusion of the word mandate might, at least my first read, was that that was part of this working group's responsibility was to actually collect data, and I know that's not the message we want to send, but we wanted to make recommendations about what data could be and should be collected. Does that make sense? Mike, I think this was your change, was it not?
It was my suggested change. I don't understand. What would you change it to say?
Recommendations for data collection. Recommendations for Fastbook data. I just didn't think that my takeaway from this was that the working group was actually going to sit down and collect data about in an ongoing capacity. But I see what you mean now when you're saying that we wanted to flush out the problem.
Right.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure we're clear on that. Did anyone else read it that way, or is it just me being silly? Okay, so we'll just leave it. It's me being silly.
You don't want to say it out loud, though.
I don't? Okay. So, note to self. Future self-criticism should be kept in my head. How about that? And then, changing publicly, or changing, striking formal from publicly available mechanism for members of the ICANN community. I thought that was fine. Changing working group to party that might take action. So maybe that sentence might, there's some distance there, but that would put that to rest, that concern that I had earlier.
Great.
We jump down to the last sentence here. ICANN should explore whether it can practically facilitate such a system to serve as a coordinating body for industry and community groups to operate it. Any thoughts on this, then? Okay, well, that was a fairly painless bullet point. And the last one is ICANN is the best practices facilitator, and I believe this is Rod, and he has the addition. So did everyone have a chance to review that? Okay. I admit I skimmed it twice, but I really haven't dived in. So, if we
James, I got a question. It's Paul. Just the use of the word audits. I just maybe it's me, but the way I define it, an audit is something that is sort of like it implies the contractual responsibilities in my mind. Is there another word, you know, reviews or something like that? That if we're dealing with best practices, these aren't necessarily things that are required of the person under review. Is it me, or is audit just? Does anybody else share the concerns that audit might have implications that are inappropriate here?
I do think audit is probably the wrong word, but I'm not sure what the alternative would be. Perhaps research.
Strong word.
The findings of this review.
Yeah, review. You know, review perhaps is just, because I imagine, you know, I wouldn't ask the compliance staff to conduct this. You know, it would probably be done by some other component within ICANN staff.
Right. I heard Rod and Mike. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I kind of threw this together, so it's a little wordsmithing wouldn't be a bad idea on this. So.
Yeah, Paul, I agree, and I like the word review better. Audit implies people showing up at your door unannounced. So if we can change audit to review, I don't know that the parenthetical of the formal company to that first sentence, but for that sentence.
It's probably unnecessary.
Okay.
And when I was writing it, I just wanted to convey that feeling so that people knew what I was talking about. But I don't think it needs to be there in the formal language of the report.
Okay. Okay, and then moving to EHEP's addition here in the last two sentences. The only thought I had from reading this earlier, and maybe it's just a... or perhaps it's just keep it consistent, but I think of industry to mean contracted parties, and I think from the community, inclusive term thing, the industry. But that's a minor change, and I don't feel very strongly about it.
Well, I like those changes, implemented by the contracting parties and feedback from the community. I think that makes it a better... it makes it more specific and more inclusive as far as where you get feedback from it. Because, in general, the industry isn't what's been driving driving this issue, right? It's everybody else in the community saying the industry needs to do something about it.
Yeah, this is your section, so I just wanted to give you an opportunity to shoot. Are you okay with that?
In a sense, yeah. I wrote it too late, around midnight, so.
Yeah. Me, you know, with the... Okay. Well, with this bullet point, then anyone else catch anything in EHEP's inclusion that they'd like to address? Up on our time limit here, what I'd like to do is we have a couple of action items from Marika's notes, and then of
the last thing I wanted to touch on was that we had some acceptable language from the Mannheim formula and where it should be included in the document. Once okay with that, we'll go ahead and make that inclusion. And then we had some agreement that we would leave out any reference to the safe harbor provisions of the Ryan Hague Act, because in fact they're not quite as specific as we would like them to be for. So what I need to do between now and the time everyone who is traveling leaves Sydney, a little more list work for activity on the list will be he'll call next Wednesday and that this will be our last call. The things that will be posted in this, in addition to some smaller changes, will be one, a report or a document that highlights all of the two, a draft motion that we can review and suggest edits for council, and three would be a doodle to help us provide some sequence to those bullet points in section 9. And if we can get those reviewed and agreed to on the list, and each of these items would be accompanied by a some sort of time in which the responses would be closed. So we'd give each one, say, let's, you know, 3 to 4 working days to review and offer suggestions. And once, you know, we have agreed that that issue is closed, then that would be, and hopefully we can preempt the need for another call to sort that out. Does that seem like a reasonable approach to everyone? I know it's more list work than we've done in the past, but I think it's wrapping up the loose ends for this working group so that when the Sydney meeting is concluded, we can move on with the recommendations, putting this in front of the council, and then using this research to inform further work.
James, just one point. I think the items you mentioned, they probably will be done, I guess, in reverse order. First have the polls so we know how to order a report, then send out, update the report and send out a final version for a review, and once it has been agreed, then draft the motion, which includes the recommendations. And I just wanted to ask the group as well, because, you know, we're about to, you know, leave for Sydney, how much time people think, what would be a reasonable deadline if we would get a final report, if I wouldn't be able to, you know, get everything in and come up with a final version of the report, you know, just before Sydney. How much time will people need? Because I guess most of you will be traveling or be away and might not have time to review the whole document. So what will be a reasonable timeline?
I leave a week from today, but I know that that's not probably typical. So we put that out to those that are going to Sydney. What is a reasonable amount of time? Do we want to try this to have this done by what would have been our next call, or is that too aggressive? No thoughts at all?
I think we're getting pretty close, but there's frankly not a huge rush to absolutely have this finalized, right? I mean, we could give a report to the council on where we're at. We're very close to final. Even if we had it done, you know, if we put it out during the Sydney meeting, who cares? Nobody's going to read it.
Right.
After Sydney, so I guess I'd suggest we just let it lie with a final draft until Sydney meeting's over, and then revisit this and wrap it up.
I agree with you. The Sydney deadline was self-imposed because it's too late to get anything in front of the council for that working session on the weekend. But I also didn't want to surrender that deadline that easily.
I mean, you know, we're very, very close here. So.
Yeah. Paul, Joe, Rod, or Joe's not on the call. Jose,
nothing else here?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, I think we should make every effort to get it done as soon as possible, but not unnecessarily knock ourselves out for a self-imposed deadline.
Okay. I think if we're going to do all of the rest of the work off-list, then we probably extend that time period a little bit longer and give folks generous time to review that, especially if they're traveling, and I know that everyone's schedule for that meeting is probably bookended with other topics. So let's kind of play that one by ear. Maybe the doodle poll will come out first, and let's take a look and see where we're at with that, and maybe we can give that until Monday or Tuesday of next week to give folks a chance to provide some ranking or priority to the different items, and then we'll see how much that changes the interim report, and the that will then feed the motion. Okay, well, we're already over our time, but I did want to say thanks to everybody for being a diehard and sticking this out. I know the calls, everybody has other things to do, and you know, if this were a physical meeting, I would have made sure that we brought a cake or something to signify this as a milestone. but thanks to everybody, and you know, if we see you in Sydney, you know, definitely have earned a beer at this point. You know, thanks again, and thanks for all the support. This is my first time chairing a working group, and I'm sure Fast Flux is indicative of the way future working groups would go, but I appreciate everyone's support and help. And to staff, I know this was a staff-intensive project as well, so I want to thank Marika, Glenn, Gisela, and everyone from staff that was involved.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Thank you. See you on the other side of the world.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Jen. Bye.